Food. Really good. Woo. It's all happening. Pulpit's not happening, but Heath's running. Some of it's happening. It's just like my padded chair. I don't want to leave it. Just one more minute. Oh. Said maybe we could get Toddy to do it. Oh. Look, it's all a nightmare tonight. Well, that's what you get for having props. Oh, that is a big prop. It's a big powered prop. Hey, maybe. All right. Welcome to Explosion. Who's excited to be here tonight? I'm excited to be at Explosion. It's always really exciting. But the guys sounded awesome tonight. Is anybody just before we get into it, looking forward to the one day offering? Does everybody kind of get the concept of that? So one day of your week when you're working, not when you have a day off, you, instead of working for your rent or your phone bill or your food, you're working to support what the ACC are doing around the world. And some of the things that Josh read out were just some of the things that money's going towards. And we just wanted to highlight quickly just some of that stuff that we're talking about, the vocational training in Laos, like in Laos, and those sorts of things are actually, because one of the biggest problems in that part of the world, as you know, is like the sex trafficking stuff. And a lot of that happens because there are young people who, they don't have any skills, they're not taught, they don't have education, they just get led and stolen, kidnapped into these things. But one of the amazing things about doing like job training with people is that you give them a way out. It gives them like another option for their life and a thing to stand on and a skill to have. Amen. And so that's such an awesome thing. And for us to be a part of that and to know that just like my one day of what, however much that is, like that you earn in a day, like that instead of that just going towards, I don't know, petrol in my car or something like that, that it goes to something that's actually worthwhile is an incredible gift. So I really encourage you, it's November 14, and be thinking about that, and be thinking about like the day that you earn the most, maybe. I don't know, maybe you earn the same every day, but maybe some days it's different. I don't know how your work works, but think about that and think about what you can do, because there's a real opportunity there, amen. Awesome. All right, so this week, which is like this Sunday, this Wednesday, next Sunday, we're doing Purpose 2011. And if you haven't noticed the giant thing at the back, then I don't know how you didn't, because it's pretty large and you pretty much walk straight into it as you come in. Did you notice the lollies at least? Okay, good. So this thing is all about finding our purpose and finding your gifts, finding the things that God's called you to do and releasing that in your life, yeah? And I love this time of year, and we do it every year, and we talk about just what God's got for your life and the things that God's got to put in you and the things that He has called you to do. Because I think that this question of gifting, this question of purpose is one of life's big questions. It's one of those things that everybody asks themselves at some point, yeah? Everybody has done that. You've sat there and said, what am I here for? What on earth am I doing on earth? Yeah? You've said that before. And so being able to come and talk about what our purpose is and the purpose that God has for your life and how you can use your gifts to fulfill God's call and His purpose is such an awesome thing, because like you can answer that question. And that's a pretty big deal, amen? But also, you get to do everything that God has called for you to do. So I really encourage you this week to just get to everything that you can. If you don't usually come to House Builders, come to House Builders. If you don't usually come on a Sunday morning, come on a Sunday morning. Get to everything that you can and really be open to hear God speak into your life. Listen to His call, His plan, and really what He has for you, amen? And everything that He's got. Because like I really believe that God has given every single one of us gifts and a purpose. He hasn't left anybody out. Nobody was an accident. Nobody was just a tack on. Nobody was forgotten. Nobody missed out. God has a gift and a plan for every single one of us. So everything that we talk about over the next week and everything that I share about tonight applies to you. Don't think that it's about the person next to you or the person in front of you or anything like that. But understand that God's gifting and his call is for every single person, and it is unique for every single person. Amen. So tonight I just want to share just a few thoughts on just how we can, I guess, release those gifts and that purpose that God has for our lives. And hopefully there are some things in here that if you don't know what you're supposed to be doing, that helps you. But if you are like so many people in our church already just serving God faithfully, which is such an amazing thing. Like, then hopefully that God is doing will do something more in you, because I don't believe that God is ever finished with us. I certainly hope that he's not finished with me. And so I really believe that God has so much more for all of us. So basically what I'm saying is listen, because this is about you. Okay? Is anybody just distracted by the juicer and not listening to a word I'm saying so far? We'll get to it soon. Don't. What juice? I don't even know what that is. Adrian's really unfocused. He's on track. He knows what's going on. So I just have a few thoughts, I guess, tonight. And my first thought is that gifts have a purpose. Every one of us has been given a gift, yeah? Have been given gifts. And we've been given those gifts for a purpose. If you go to 1 Corinthians 12, really quickly, this is like one of the gifts passages, yeah? So you might have heard it this morning. You might have heard it before. But it talks about how, in verse 12 is there, it says, it talks about this idea of us as a group of people, us as a church, being like a body. And how there's this one body that has many parts, but all the parts are from the one body, which is what it says, so it is with Christ. So it says, all of us are different parts of the one body. And so that means that your gifting is different to the person next to you, and then together as a body, that works. So the great thing about that is that you don't have any excess body parts. I have never heard anybody say, I wish I only had one hand, because two hands is just so inconvenient. You only ever hear people say, I needed a third hand to do that. Yeah? Has anybody? And so the only thing we ever think is we could do with more body parts. Nobody's ever saying, I wish that my foot just fell off, because it's so annoying. My right big toe just gets in the way. Nobody says that. Because you understand that every part of your body has a purpose, yeah? Every part of the body of Christ has a purpose, has a gift and a job to do, yeah? So every gift that God has given to us is useful, usable, and needs to be used, amen? So that we can fulfill the things that he's got to fulfill for us, yeah? There are no useless gifts and there are no useless people. Amen? I think maybe that, I'm going to say that one again. There are no useless gifts and there are no useless people. And so often, the world or people around you might tell you that you are useless. Tell you that you're not worth anything. But it is such a lie, because God has gifted you for a purpose. God has something for you that he hasn't got for anybody else. And we need to understand that. Is anybody looking forward to Christmas? Is anybody a little bit annoyed that there's already Christmas stuff in the shops? And it's like October. I guess it's almost November, but you know, it was like halfway. I think it's like they put the Easter stuff away and they just put out the Christmas stuff. And then it gets to January and Easter eggs are back on. And just as a side note, have you noticed that they've squished Easter eggs into circles and are reselling them as like Christmas chocolate? Anybody seen that? Just a personal little gripe there. I think the Easter egg companies are like, we're a bad business model only having one time in the year where we sell anything. Let's get Christmases. Anyway, but have you ever received for Christmas, talking about gifts, a useless gift? Something that you just like, I have no idea what I'm supposed to do with this thing. Anybody? And so that happens sometimes, I guess, But that's not what God does, and that's not what he has for us. And so one, it wasn't a Christmas thing, it was actually a birthday. This juicer was lovingly gifted to Dad by us. Pardon? He should re-gift. It might get re-gifted later, in fact. I don't know. But so anyway, we gave Dad this juicer. And clearly a juicer is not a useless gift. You would think that a juicer has a purpose, yeah? Yeah, it juices things, it makes juice, it has this purpose. But this juicer is never used. It was used like 3 times. I don't know. No, like, and that's fine, like, because it's just a juicer, yeah? But sometimes it's not a big deal. Guys are feeling its pain. So, but this juicer, it was a gift, and it was a gift for a purpose, a loving gift for a purpose that people that Dad clearly said he wanted, just to put it out there. But anyway, it was a gift that has a purpose that actually just takes up space in our cupboard and collects dust. Yeah? And I think sometimes we have these gifts in our life that are useful, that have a purpose, but are sitting in our cupboard, taking up space and collecting dust. And instead of making juice with our juicer, it makes dust. And that's all. And so we need to understand that every gift God has given us has a purpose. There are no wasted gifts. There are no useless gifts. Every gift that God has given is given to be used and can't be neglected. We pulled this thing out of the cupboard and I had to wash it, not because it got used so much, but because it hadn't been used for like a year and a half and was just like kind of grimy and dusty. You know how it works. I had to give it a good clean so that we could actually use it. But everything that we've been given is for a purpose. In 1 Timothy 4, you might know this passage. It talks about the verse that young people hear a lot is verse 12 that says this. It says, let anybody look down on you because you are young, but set an example. You know that one, yeah? I'm just trying to find the bit that I wanted to read there. But then down in verse 14, it says this, do not neglect your gift, which was given you through prophecy when the body of elders laid their hands on you. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. Paul is here talking to Timothy, who is a young man, fulfilling the gifts that God has put on his life and leading a church. And he says, don't neglect the gifts that you were given because you need them to do the thing that God's called you to do. And he makes this, in all of these instructions that he is giving to Timothy to say, this is how you should live. This is what you can do to be effective. This is what you need to do to save yourself and to save the people that will hear your message. He says, don't neglect your gifts. He says, make sure that you are using the things that God has given to you, yeah? So I guess the first thing that we need to understand is that all of us have gifts and that all of those gifts have a purpose. There is no gift that is useless. There is no person that is useless. So let's have hearts that are just open to what God wants to do with our gifts and hearts that understand that we are gifted. Because so often we just think, well, maybe that person is gifted or that person, I can see their gift a mile away. But I don't know about me. But that's not the truth. The reality is you have been given amazing gifts for an amazing purpose, not to gather dust in a cupboard. So one, your gifts have a purpose. Two, gifts need to be used on purpose. Once you understand that you have useful gifts, you need to use them. Does that make sense? Please don't let this Purpose 2011 go past and feel warm inside because you were told you have gifts and a purpose. And you're like, wow, that's nice. Thanks for that encouragement, but not actually do anything about it, yeah? Because that's useless. And you turned a gift that was really useful into a useless gift. Not because of the gift itself, but because you don't do anything. So when you know that your gifts are there to be used, use them. Put them to use. In Romans 12, this is another really strong gifts passage. It talks about people being given different gifts. But I really like this. It says in verse 6, we have different gifts according to the grace that God has given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercifully, do it cheerfully. It says, if your gift is this, then do it. And it's just like this list of stuff, and it's like it doesn't matter what the gifting you've given, all of us have been given a gift. So use it. He's like, if your gift is to serve, then serve. Don't sit there and watch other people use their gifts and think you can do it better. But use your gift. This juicer has been sitting on stage all night and it has not made any juice. Totally useless. You got to use a gift, and I need somebody to come up and use this gift for me because I don't want to sit here making juice the whole time I'm supposed to be preaching. So can somebody, Dad's going to do it. He's going to come and make juice with his juicer.
He doesn't even know how to use it.
So what you got to do is, wait, I just got to, whoop. We need to put that needs to go, that collects the juice. So what you do, unwrap it.
I have used it.
Yeah, you know how to use a juicer. You drop the stuff in, then you squish it down, and juice comes out here, other stuff comes out there. Woo! Hear that? I'm going to juice the microphone.
Ready?
No, I'm not. Will it blend? Has anybody seen that on the internet? Quite amusing. Oh, yeah. Does anybody care? No. His pancakes looked good. But they weren't crepes. Anyway, so I trust... Whoa! That's why you got to put that thing on. I think you should maybe have it off. Packet full of stuff. You just put orange everywhere. Someone asked me before, do we need a tarpaulin? I was like, no, it doesn't make mess. Okay, so... All right. So we can't sit here. Look at that. We can't sit here and look at the juicer and expect it to do something. It's just stealing the show. All right. Let's just wait, I think. We'll just wait and we'll just do some juicing and then we'll come back. Nobody's watching. Nobody's listening. Everyone is distracted by the juicer. Look at that. It's not making very much juice. It takes a while. It makes a lot of mess. Possibly why? Yeah, because you go, well, you say, I can't be bothered making orange juice. I'm using like 50 oranges to make myself a cup, and I might as well just eat them. And then that's why the juicer doesn't get used. Anyway, that's just an aside. So, the point is, this juicer has a purpose, and its purpose is to make juice. But if I look at the juicer and say, I understand, juicer, that your purpose is to make juice, but I sit here and I just keep looking at the juicer saying, I'm very aware of your purpose and your gifting in my life, but you don't actually use the juicer, then it never makes any juice. And you sit down in your life and you say, I know the gifts that God has given me. I know that God has gifted me for a purpose. But we sit there looking at the gifts saying, wow, I'm so glad God gifted me with that. Look at that. That's pretty nice looking juice. That's very good. That's very nice. You can have a taste. Might as well. That's pretty nice juice. just to get it up on stage before Dad would use it. There's a thought for anybody. People aren't using the gifts that you've given to them. Use it in a public setting so that they can't say no. Anyway, I just had this thought. Like, I think sometimes we sit there and we think, nobody's noticing my gifts. There's all these people doing these things, and I could do that, but nobody's come and said to me, hey, Andrew, can you do this? Because they don't know that my gift's there, and we get this feeling like we're being overlooked, when really we're just not using our gifts. Douglas came to youth the other week, and he had built a brand new scoreboard system for youth. He makes these amazing programs that like keep track of the score on Friday nights and have like a countdown timer. So if we're playing a game that needs like 2 minutes, it comes up on the screen and it counts down. And then like even like on Friday, he was sitting with his laptop like over here, not even plugged into anything, and the stuff was changing on the screen. And I don't even know how he does it. It's amazing. But what I like is that I don't go to Douglas and say, Douglas, can you please make a wireless electronic scoreboard system for youth, because that's what we really need. Douglas comes up and says, hey, did you see the new scoreboard? We didn't even know. And it's there on the screen. And he's just using his gifts and being proactive about it, yeah? And it's so easy for all of us to sit there and say, oh, I just can't wait until they notice that I'm an awesome singer so that I can sing in the band. But why don't you just sing? Like, if your gifting is to serve, then serve. If it's to lead, then lead. Like, do it. Amen? We need to understand that our gifts have a purpose. And then we need to take control and start using them. So, number one, your gifts are useful. They have a purpose. And number two, you need to use your gifts on purpose. You can't accidentally use your gift. You can't sit back and just wait for your gift to use itself, because it's not going to. And then I guess the third point is that we need to decide whose purpose we're using our gifts for. Like, is your gift, if you're going to start using your gift, if you're going to start actually doing what you've been gifted to do, then you need to make a decision on who that is for or what that is for. Will your gift be used for yourself? For your own success, for your own growth? Will your gifts be used for your boss? Will your gifts be used for people around you? Or will your gifts be used for God? And we just need to make that choice. And James 1 says in verse 17 that every gift, I'll just read it. Says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. It says, every good gift has been given to us from God, by God. And so then the question is, who will we use them for? Like, who will get the benefit of your gifting? And whose purpose will you serve with it, yeah? I think that this is a real question of submission. And that's a hard word to hear a lot of the time, especially when you're a young person. But we are in control of our gifts, and we need to take control of our gifts to use them for a purpose. So the hard part is when we give up control of our gifts. The question is, can you give up your gift for a greater purpose? That's the hard thing. And there is a difference between being out of control and losing control, and giving control. Losing control, being out of control. Like, people are like, oh, I was out of control for no purpose. It has no purpose. When you lose control, there is no blessing. There is no purpose. There's only ever going to be destruction. But when you give up control, it's a powerful thing, yeah? In giving up control means that we can use our gifts for His purpose, for God's purpose, amen? And I really believe that to truly find our purpose, we need to give it up. For me to truly find the thing that God has called me to do, I need to give up on the thing that God's trying to call me to do. Like, I need to take those things that God has given me, and I need to stop thinking that these gifts are for me and understand that they're for God, they're for His purpose. purpose, not my purpose. And so, like, when you make the juice in the juicer, you've got this choice of, like, whether you just have it for yourself or whether you give it to God. And God doesn't drink much juice, but maybe Dad can drink the juice. He made it anyway, or he can give it to somebody. Look at that, Tom Whalen. Drink up, buddy. You got to do it now. Is it good? It's good juice. There's more oranges out the back if anybody wants to make some later. Juice party after explosion. It's going to be a short party. There's only like four more oranges. But hey, that's all right. But we need to be people that understand that our gifts are not given to us for us. That my gifting is not just so that I can be awesome. My gifting is so that God can be glorified. Yeah? If you have this gift to do something special, then you need to understand that it's not been given to you so that you can make yourself famous. It's been given to you so you can make God famous. And when we understand that, we can understand our purpose, because it stops being about my purpose. If you're always about your purpose, then you're never going to get anywhere, because you will always just run into people who are about their different purpose. And if we all have our own purpose, then it's just, we're not going to get anywhere. But if we understand that we want God's purpose, then there's something powerful in that. We're a body. We're not just individual random parts. And like the Bible says, that Christ is the head of that body. Not me, not you, not someone else, but Christ. And so we need to be serving His purpose, not our own, yeah? And we need to make that choice. So just finishing up, I guess, as we start off this week and you start to think about the gifts that God's given you and the purpose that you have and the things that God's got for your life, then start to, like, we need to understand that all of us have been given gifts and that all of those gifts have a purpose, yeah? And that's, like, step one, like, just understand what God has done in your life and what He has for you, and then understand that then to be used, and then just start using them. Don't sit back on your gifting and let it just gather dust in your cupboard. And then we need to make that choice of who we're going to use our gifts for. Whose purpose are we going to serve? So I'm just going to pray quickly. So maybe just stand with me and we'll just pray together tonight. God, I just thank You for Your purpose, for Your will, for Your kingdom. And Lord, that it doesn't have to be about us. It doesn't have to be about my needs or my desires, Lord, but that it's about You. And Lord, we want to be people that discover our gifts, that discover the things that You've got for us, and then God, use them for Your purpose. Use them for Your glory. And Lord, we want to make that decision. Maybe you want to make the decision with me tonight and you want to say, yep, I want to, like, in trying to figure out more about what my gifting and my purpose is, I want to really make that choice to use them for God's glory. If that's you, just raise your hand with me. We'll just pray together tonight. That's awesome. Maybe you already know what your gifts are and you're already doing it, and that is amazing. But you just want to say tonight again, just God, I just want to just commit, like, this week as we talk about purpose, I just want to make sure that I'm always pointing it to You, that I'm always about Your purpose. God, I just thank You for so many hands raised and for so many people that want to build Your kingdom and not their own. And Lord, I pray that You would just be in our hearts and in our lives, God, that You would just bring blessing, that You would just bring favor, God, that You would just show us more clearly our gifts. And Lord, as people here give their gifts to You, that You would make it bigger than anything they could have done on their own. And Lord, we know that's Your promise and we know that's Your heart. So God, we pray that You would help us to be people that use our gifts for Your glory. Amen. Just before we finish, if you don't know God, if you don't have a relationship with Him, if you don't believe in what Jesus has done for you, but you want to, and you want to start that relationship, then I want to give you an opportunity to respond to that tonight, to welcome God into your life. So just while we're in this attitude of prayer, if that's you and you want to pray with me about becoming a Christian, about starting to follow Christ, then I want to pray with you. So just raise your hand if that's you, and we'll just pray together. just give this a little bit of time, and just in case anybody wants to do that. Awesome. God, I thank you for every person here and for your love for them, that Jesus died for us so that we could have freedom, like freedom now and freedom for eternity. And God, we just want to take that freedom and use it to serve you. Use it for your purpose and your glory. And Lord, we just thank you just for your grace, your forgiveness. Lord, I pray that as we go out of this service, as we go into this week, that you would be with us in a real way, God, and that you would speak to us, that you would be close to us. And Lord, that we would be close to you. Amen. Let's just pray this prayer together before we finish. Maybe you didn't put up your hand, but you wanted to. Or maybe you just want to just confirm it anyway. It doesn't matter. We'll just pray this all together. Dear Jesus, I believe in you. Thank you for forgiving me. Come into my life, and I will follow you. Amen. Thanks, guys.